Yay. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Saturday morning, first Monday of the, or Saturday of the month, and we get to celebrate the wins from the previous month. So that's what we're going to do today, and I think before we start, Karen has some...
Right, I have a couple of announcements. I was talking just before the call started. Ruth Lowe is on a live streaming with Eric Worre and top women in network marketing. And wow, it's just so amazing, you guys, what is available, what is possible in network marketing. You know, these women are sharing how they have or how they have children or young children or how when they started they had young children. And yet, you know, it gave them both the freedom to work from home, to work around their children's schedules. But still, I mean, a lot of these women, they're making six figures. Some of them are making seven figures. I mean, it is so inspirational. And Eric, of course, one of his things, you know, we use Eric Worre, the GoPro book, The 7 Steps to Being a Network Marketing Professional. And step number seven is promoting events. And these events are so powerful. So, you know, we have lots of events. We have these ones we were just talking about, the Active Wellness Tour events. And you can get those. You can find those on Facebook under Active Wellness. You can find them on Dave Johnson's website. It is so important to attend these, to promote these. And then, of course, we've got, well, we've got several of them coming up. There's the one that was just yesterday with Gloria in Atlanta. There's one today in Redding, California that Dave Johnson's going to be at. There's one coming up March 8th in Irvine, California. I mean, you just need to go on there and get these, print them out so that you can promote them. Ron and Pam Barnes, March 25th, Carla Cook in the Louisville area, and also March 25th, Twin Falls, Idaho, and Bill Cottle's going to be there with a big group of people. And then, of course, our big event is coming up really soon now, Orlando. That's March 27th to the 30th. And big events are so important because Eric Worre was sharing how that became one of his most important skills, because getting people to the event, the event does all the work. I mean, when people are there, they learn. They start to see a bigger vision for themselves. They start to see other people are doing it. They see it, say, well, if that person can do it, well, I think I can do it. And they learn and they build relationships. And so, you know, really set that as a goal to be in Orlando, to have a team of people with you, to bring guests. I mean, and Eric talks about, you know, make a written plan, just like a business plan. How many people do you intend? Do you have the vision to be there? And then help enroll people into that vision for themselves and help them solve problems like how to get transportation and maybe how to share rooms to save money and maybe how to find babysitters so that they can go. But, yeah, our job as a leader is really to promote these events and to be at these events. And so pretty exciting, you guys.
And what's the big event we've got coming up?
April.
Did you talk about it?
Orlando?
Orlando?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Woohoo! Jack was out of the room for a second. So, yeah, so we're talking about Orlando and being there because that is, right now, our two big events in NECAN, you know, is in April in Orlando and then in October in San Antonio, Texas. So, really big events and, you know, to grow from event to event. So, really, that's what Eric Worre did in his team, you know. So if you have like 5 people at this event or 10 people, then double it the next event and then double it the next event because each one of those people can focus on bringing people. And Eric said, you know, that's what really grew his team. And so, you know, we can do that. So, okay, let's go ahead, Jack, and let's get started. We're going to be, you know, recognizing, celebrating top sponsors and top our top group leaders and new consultants and just all kinds of exciting things that happened in February.
Okay, so I'm just going to read through the names of the top 10 PGB leaders, and then we'll go through them one by one. Tina Davidson, Pam and Ron Barnes, Ruth and Robert Lowe, Lois Wilburn, Nancy Clive, Nina Alphys, Kathy Ford, Edwin Assiri, Margie Kalalui, and Carla Cook.
Woohoo!
And so, yeah, that's Tina Davidson is, I think she's in Las Vegas. Maybe she's at that women's.
She's on an airplane. But she is going to Las Vegas.
Oh, she's on an airplane right now. Okay. And Pam Barnes. Let's see.
Let's go back to Tina.
Okay.
So
okay.
Tina,
oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's exciting.
Yeah. So Tina sponsored Kathy Kershaw. Let's see, is Kathy on this morning? And Kathy just sponsored a new person, that Margaret Garrett, who is a brand new executive. I do not see them on.
Okay.
Although here's a name without, I mean, here's a number without a name.
Okay, who's 407-951?
That's Adrian Robert Thomas. We're actually new, working with Tina, and so we're just listening. Yes, and we're welcome to be on board.
Congratulations. Thanks for being on the call this morning.
So,
yes, thank you. Email from her. Yeah, she's in Vegas from what she conveyed to me through her email last night, so I thought I'd jump on, and we're just listening. Ready to get our feet wet.
Oh, awesome.
Fabulous. Well, thank you for representing Tina today. and welcome to our NECAN family.
Thank you so much. We are pleased with what we're seeing, and we're hoping to get started as soon as possible.
Fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. Do you want to just tell us your name again?
My name is Robert, and my wife's name is Asia Thomas.
Oh, yes. I saw you guys, okay, on the list. So congratulations. You just joined a couple days ago, right?
Just yes. 2 days ago. Actually, Thursday morning.
Wow, fabulous. Well, welcome.
Thank
glad
you.
Glad to have you here. And I discover think, you know, Asia. One of the things that you don't discover is there is a lot of support. You know, we work together as a team. We do three-way calls together. We have these team calls. So there's a lot of training and a lot of support.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. That's going to be great.
Really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oops. Okay. Pam Barnes, let's see. Are you on?
Pam Barnes in Louisville, Kentucky, and Henderson, Indiana. They live kind of right there, right by the border. So I don't think they are on this morning. They had a challenge, family challenge.
Okay, back to Tina. Back to Tina. So Tina has the gal, Kathy Kershaw. Kathy Kershaw just sponsored
Margaret
Garrett. And Margaret Garrett went executive
at the end of the month.
At the end of the month.
Yeah, so congratulations, Margaret.
That is awesome.
So number three is Ruth and Robert Lowe from San Diego.
And I bet they're on the phone.
Yes, here's Ruth right here.
Okay.
Unmute your line. Okay, Ruth, your line is open.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, so it's been a little bit slower than we'd like this month, but that's okay because we're ramping up. Just getting out and meeting people and calling people, doing my best, like what Ben Woodward had said, you know, if you can spend half an hour connecting with people to make appointments. So I'm not there yet. I'm at like 10 minutes. So my goal is to up it to half an hour to make my list to actually contact people so that to ask them. And actually for me, it's much easier to do it through texting. So I'm just going through my contacts and then starting from letter A and working my way down. I actually haven't gotten that far, so I really should have spent half an hour, but I'm always rushing to get other things done for the school and the church and whatever. But that's the beauty of this business, right? We can fit it in 10-minute increments wherever we can, which is the wonderful thing about it. So when I look at our February month, pretty much it's our auto ships, that are very consistent, people that are committed to being healthy, taking the good nutritionals that we have. And there's just a few, a handful of regular products that people are looking into. I have a lot of little things, and it's interesting. So like a knee wrap and a Mag Duo, but then those people came back and ordered another one. And I am thrilled if they even do one thing, because that's one additional technology that's on their bodies that's making a difference, and they're feeling better. And to me, that's like, wow, that's a great process. So we are just constantly, today we're heading out to the track and field meet that we have hundreds schools coming to our school, so it's really busy. But Rob was like, bring your little Niken kit. So I have my Mag Duo, I have my knee wrap, I have some duct tape, I have my scissors, I have the, you know, mini magnets. So I have this little Niken bag that I'm taking with me because somebody is going to need it. And even the parents that are there volunteering, they're going to need that Mag Duo, because when I rub that on their shoulders, they're going to be really happy. So that's what we're doing.
That's fabulous. And Ruth has been a mompreneur ever since she's been in Niken. And Robert and Asia, why don't you share a little bit what that's meant for you, Ruth?
Sure. Just real quick, we've been about 17 years, and I started when my daughter was one and my son was seven. I was a CPA prior and worked lots of hours and wanted to stay home and be an at-home mom. So Niken provided that opportunity. We've moved 5 times in 13 years, and each time we're able to rebuild wherever we move to, get a new Niken family, and these families, every time we leave, we still have family there, which is kind of cool. These are people that have joined my team, that have become very close with us, that I would trust my children with. And it's allowed me to do all the things I want to do to put my children and God first and still provide for my family. So it's just been huge. Highly recommended. I'll be speaking about it tomorrow afternoon and Wednesday night, why it's so important and the impact it has made on my children, who are now 18 and 24. So huge impact, how it's changed their lives to see their mom at home for them when they need me and to see how I do the business. And I see it in both my children. They're very entrepreneurish.
Fabulous.
Wow. And Ruth, can you just add a little bit? I mean, you are excellent at promoting events, at being at the big events. Like we were sharing at the beginning of this call how you are on the live streaming event with Eric Worre with the top women in network marketing, the unstoppable mompreneurs. And just say a little bit about how come the big events are important.
Well, I think all events are important, but the big ones, because even though I'm live streaming with the Eric Worre's group, I can feel it. I'm sure you could, too. Even when they did this at the end, when they had the singing, I mean, I had tears down my cheeks because I was like, it is so important to be fed. I mean, you know what? That's why we go to church every week, is to be constantly fed. And it's the same with this business. We have to be constantly fed. So this Saturday call is so critical for me and Robert to be part of, because we always get off that call that you have in Saturday morning with at least 5 new points of things that we want to do. So the big events, you're in this energy with everybody, and it's just incredible. And I know this sounds corny, but those that have been there totally get it, that when you go to these big events, you can absolutely feel the love. And let me tell you, when I was in corporate America, I never felt the love in any meeting that I went. So it is very, very different, and it's a wonderful feeling to be with like-minded people that truly have a heart to serve. So it is really important. I mean, Orlando's fabulous, and Orlando has phenomenal airfares to get to, especially if you're in the Midwest and all the way to the East. I mean, that is an easy airplane ride for you guys. It's a little bit longer for us from San Diego, but it's well worth it. We are committed. My husband and I, we go to every single event. And so we do the January event at Salt Lake. We do the Orlando one in April or May. You know, it depends on each year. It's different. And then, of course, the October in San Antonio. So, guys, I would – and just keep looking for the fairs. They pop up all the time. Booking Buddy, Orbis, you can get on their email and say, okay, when this fair goes X amount of dollars, send me an email. It's really wonderful. So the big events are critical. And like Eric Worre said in each of his trainings, that those are the ones that make the difference, because you can see the big picture. It is very difficult to see the picture when you're just one-on-one. It's just one person. But when you're in a room with all these people and you just hear testimony after testimony, lives being changed, it's incredible. So I highly recommend to get to that. It's life-changing to the big events.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ruth. And we're going to be excited to be there. Well, Jack's going to be there with you. He's excited to be home with our grandson. But, yes, exciting to be there. Woohoo! And congratulations, you guys, being number 3 in the top 10 personal group leaders.
Thank you.
Okay. Au revoir. Thank you.
Number 4 is Lois.
Lois Wilburn. And
we need to open your line. Let's see, Jack's getting it here.
Okay, Lois, you are open. Congratulations.
Thank
you. And having a great month.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's always fun.
Oh, tell them where you're from, Lois.
Oh, okay. I'm in Oakland, California, the San Francisco Bay Area. It's just absolutely fabulous to do Neekin here. So many people. and I so love to hear Ruth speak. She's an inspiration, and I ditto everything that she says. And I think a big thing for me this month was the KVB, the new KVB. And I like to do one-on-one. And I have a person joining me in business. She came over last night. She ordered the KVB, and she decided, well, I want the water. I may as well join. So and share this. We're gonna really take off this month. So I think there are a couple people that are gonna join, and part of it is because of the KVB, they want to share it. So that's what's really going on, the water and KVB.
And okay. Tell everybody. And people might listen to this later. What is KVB and why do you like it so much?
It is the protein meal replacement. I like it because of all the natural organic ingredients in it. It's like you don't have to worry about eating. So I don't even think about cooking breakfast anymore. One person told me it really helped with her joints. She had joint issues, and she doesn't hurt as much as she used to. So she really likes it. Go online and look at it. It's just, I can't. I just have people watch the video. I can't explain all the benefits. It's like, you got to watch this video. I have someone coming over this afternoon to watch the video. I'm sure he'll buy it.
Lois, and that's what we're supposed to do in network marketing. We're supposed to use the tools. And this video where Brody Craney went for 45 minutes and went through all the ingredients and all the benefits of each one. I mean, it is. It's so awesome. But you just be the friend. You just say, wow, you know, come on over to my house and try this. You got to taste it and see this and see the benefits and see how maybe it could help you reach your health and wellness goals. And like you shared last week, you know, everybody that's doing that, they're buying the KVB, and now a lot of them are coming on board with you.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that they'll come over to. I said, well, you got to come and taste it. And if there are people who won't watch it on their own, like this person's coming today, I'll have them come over. And it's like make it like just a nice visit. And I'm just amazed that people are willing to do that. And they like it. It's really a lot of fun. And I'm planning to go see Ben Woodward is in the Bay Area today. So I'm planning to go see him too.
Fabulous.
Wow, yeah. Fantastic, Lois.
Yes.
Fabulous.
You go, girl.
Thank you.
It's going to be your month.
Yes, absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, next is Nancy Clyde.
Nancy, hi.
In Arlington, Texas. And Nancy, let's see, first I'll get you opened up here. Your line is open on my end, Nancy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yay, you're here. And one thing that was interesting when I'm looking at your group, you have you and three other people, or two other people, I guess, are consistently doing their 500 points, or they're doing 500 points this month anyway.
To stay on track for Team Kaizen.
Yeah, so that's fabulous.
Right. We made the decision that they were going to keep their hat because you don't know what the future holds and who's going to come on board and who gets excited, but they were going to keep themselves qualified for Team Kaizen. And so, you know, you make that decision and things start happening. I don't know if Debbie's on. I think Michelle Bissell might be on, but she has had – they moved to Florida, and she has really caught some traction out there with people, you know, speaking up and giving testimonies, et cetera. But I think what started it was that Margie lives in the same town, Margie Kalalui, and Michelle invited her to come to this leads group when Michelle was the, you know, what, spotlight speaker or whatever they call it, the program. And then Margie just stands up and, you know, tells her miracle with Nick Kim. And so it's that other voice, and that is why it is so important that we really use each other with our experiences, because many times, as much as our friends, or maybe it's a new person, they don't know us, or our friends just know us as we were maybe, and not in what we know now. And having that other voice validate what we are sharing and wanting to serve people and help them is just amazing. I just got a thing. Michelle is on. So, Michelle, Jack, could you open up her line and let her share a little bit? But it was, I'm so appreciative of Margie being able to come to that leads group.
Hang on. There you are, Michelle. Your line is open.
Good morning, everyone.
You're open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Terry and I joined a networking group here in Florida, and as Nancy mentioned, when it was my turn to give my 9-minute presentation, I invited Margie to come, and I was really it was mainly because I was so nervous, and I was hoping if I looked around the room and saw more familiar faces that I would calm down, the blessing was that she stood up and told her miracle about her child having Bell's palsy and recovering from that in a super quick fashion thanks to the Nikon technologies. And the validation of her speaking to what I had just told, immediately I got six referrals, and all of those people purchased product.
Woo-hoo! Wow, that's exciting. Yay, Michelle.
And then from that, you've had referrals, haven't you, or other people, right, Michelle?
Yes. So as soon as people have purchased items, they're telling other people. And so those people are saying, oh, I want to get that necklace. Oh, I want to get that blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. This is finally, our business is finally going to take off because, you know, in Texas, we were just struggling. We would try to have home parties and all of these things, and people wouldn't come, and it was just frustrating. And so now here, I'm feeling traction, finally.
That's
wow. Yeah, that is great.
And
that's one of the benefits of having the team, and, you know, and all of us on this call really, you know, love to do three-way calls with each other, support each other, and so, yay. Thank you. Thank you, Margie, for helping Michelle.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. And, okay, so.
Yay, Nancy and team.
Okay, next is Nina Alves. Nina, are you on? I don't know if you have a number that I don't know. If you are, raise your hand with 5-star. Nina Alves. She was on a call with me yesterday. And
this is right here.
Okay, one more try. Nina, are you on? She's had lots of things going on in her life, and
she's our nation angel.
She really is, and she has been so consistent. She's in the top 10 nearly every month. And
she was on your call, your interview call on Friday.
Yeah, she did a fabulous job. So,
yay, Nina Marie.
Kathy Ford.
Woohoo!
Let me find. There you are. Your line's open, Kathy. Congratulations for being in the top 10.
Thank you. I was very excited to get your text. I had no idea, and it's funny because, you know, I have a part-time job, and usually I work maybe, I don't know, 30 hours a week, sometimes a little bit more, but for the past two sets of 2 weeks, I've worked 91-plus hours at my part-time job, so we've been a little short-handed, yeah, so I feel like I keep going. I'm not sure how I keep going, but thank God for Nikan, because if it wasn't for those products, I know I wouldn't be sleeping and I wouldn't be getting the nutrition that I need, and I'm drinking water all day long, so it's great. But the good thing about my part-time job is one of my consultants, I work with her, so I get to talk about Nikan there if customers need something. So I think we sold a water system under her. And I had another one of my consultants that one of her clients came into our store, and I was talking to her about the water. So she called me, and we got the water system under the other consultant so that, you know, she would get credit for that. So, you know, I've been helping a lot of my team, whether they're local or out of town, just helping them with their business. So, you know, I feel like for me, I haven't done anything, but then so I was really surprised to get the numbers. I was like, oh, I've been helping everybody else, so I still got the numbers. So, you know, it was kind of fun to do that. And, then at my, I have a networking group, and that's the only extracurricular activity I've done in about the past 2 months, but I went on Wednesday to that. And so I told my story. I said, you know, I started off with a little quiz, and I said, we're going to take a vote. Who thinks I look happy, healthy, and wide awake? And they all raised their hands. And I said, who thinks I look tired and exhausted and like, oh, my gosh, I can't function? And, you know, one person jokingly raised her hand and said, oh, somebody's got to vote no. So, you know, so we were laughing about that. And I told them I'd been working 91 hours at my part-time job plus my energy work clients plus my Nikan business. And I said, you know, I'm just going. And I told them without the magnets that I sleep on or in my shoes all day, the power band necklace, the back flex, and all of those products. I said, I could not function and keep up with my 30-somethings, my 20-somethings, and my teenager at the store. So, and I can run circles around the teenager. He doesn't move as fast as I do. you know, so... Yeah. So come on, let's go. I'm tired and I'm older than you are. Let's move. But you know, it was kind of fun because they realized that I looked wide awake and I looked like I just got out of bed and was ready to go for the day. And so I have one lady that's definitely interested in learning more about the water. I've talked about the water in this group for I don't know how many years now, but sometimes it takes a while for them to pay attention. And another lady said, I need to learn more about that sleep system because apparently she and her husband don't sleep a lot. So that was exciting. So I got that coming up in the next couple of weeks when I can squeeze them in. So we're going to meet for lunch from that. And right before this call, another friend of mine that I've known, you know, just to say hi to and chit-chat with for the last couple years probably, called, and we're getting together in the next 2 weeks because we were talking about the sleep system. So I'm going to talk to him about that. And so we may have two sleep systems coming up on our team and definitely some more water systems. So that's exciting. I've been working on getting people on AutoShip, too, so I got a couple new customers on AutoShip. So even though I think I'm not doing anything, things are rolling, and I'm just happy and excited.
Yay, yeah. Kathy.
You are awesome, Kathy. Woohoo!
Thank you.
Has people complimenting her because she looks a lot younger than her calendar age?
Yes. I can tell my age if you'd like. I can at least tell the age difference. So somebody yesterday was talking to me, and I told them how old I was going to be in June, and they're like, I thought you were 40. And I'm like, nope. So people guess me usually between 35 and 40, and I'll be 60 in June. So I think that is a huge compliment. Yeah. Yeah, because my son's going to be 31 in July. So life is good.
Nikan has helped you a lot over the years, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely, in lots of areas. So,
all
so
right.
No matter, you know, everybody, all the new people that are listening on the call, just keep learning and keep doing it and keep talking to people, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great journey.
Absolutely.
Yay, Kathy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Next is Edwin and Siri. Edwin, are you on?
So who's this person with that?
I don't see you. Yeah, there's one that doesn't have a name on it. That's a 914.
371.
The
1356.
It's the only 914 we've got. You want to announce?
Cheryl Walters, I'm calling in from Mount Vernon. Good morning.
Good morning,
fabulous. Well, welcome.
Congrats for being on this morning.
Yes, thank
We're
you for having
you.
Me. I was invited by Tyra. I appreciate it.
Oh, fabulous. And
yes, Tyra's almost always on. I don't see her this morning, but I'm sure glad you're on.
Thank you, and congratulations to all the recognition that's going on your team. It's very fantastic and very inspiring, and I feel blessed.
Oh, good. Well, we feel blessed to have you on, so thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see.
Margie
Calalui, and I know you are on
there
here.
She is.
Okay, your line's open, Margie.
Good morning. Infinite love and gratitude to everybody. I'm excited. My sister wants to rejoin and really do the business. We had did a health thing at the Phil-Am Club, and, you know, she talked, did a little spill, and she talked about the Nikan, and I was there so I could demonstrate, you know, the water technology and all this other different stuff. And then we had a potluck last night, and there were some new people, and she had an Achilles boot on, you know, and everything. And I put the insoles on her, some duct tape, some magnets, and she said, oh, my gosh, it doesn't hurt for the first time in a week, you know. And she was able to walk. So it's amazing how this technology works. I love it. I love making people feel good. So that was awesome, you know, and did, you know, the water demo, the sleep demo, all that. But another thing is I had this lady come over, you know, for emotion code, but it turned out to be, you know, a Nikan wellness home presentation. So that was really cool. So I know they're going to buy, you know, a wellness home when they can. And that's all we can do is just share, you know, our wellness home, do a little demonstration of how the products can work very quickly, you know, show the Mag Creator. I love the Mag Creator. At first I thought they were going to do away with it, but I see that it's not on while supplies last anymore. So that was great because I like showing people how to use that. But, yeah, so, oh, and then I've had other people like Debbie McKinley that was in my group years ago that people asked her, you know, about the technology. And she says, you know, I need to rejoin. I told her, yes, of course you do. And the prices are affordable. And, you know, the preferred customer prices what the wholesale price was at one time, you know, for a lot of the products, if not less than wholesale. So that was really cool. And then one of my other customers, she's just a customer, but she referred somebody to me and as a client. And then, of course, I showed her the wellness home, and that's Betsy. So she signed up. So, yeah, so we'll see. You know, I'm building my business so that, you know, I'm going to Japan.
Good girl.
Woo-hoo!
Well, that's something we didn't tell the whole group. What do you have to do to get to Japan?
Well, you need to do at least $500 a month in retail sales or, you know, have that. But then also you need to have 3 silvers, and the silvers are so much easier. I mean, when we started, you had to do 20,000 in 1 month to go to silver, and now you have 3 months to do, what, 1,500. And it was really good that, you know, Ruth sent out that questions and answers. Ruth, are you still on?
She's gone.
Leaving for her event at 7:20.
Okay, little correction.
Okay.
It's 4 silvers to become King Kaizen.
Oh,
but everybody that does 4 silvers this year is part of Team Kaizen, but they also get to go to Japan, and Niken's going to pay the bill. So
pretty exciting. Let's all go.
I'm excited. Anyway, well, I plan on going.
Yeah, and Margie, congratulations. I mean, your team grew by 2. You've got Betsy Reisner and Debbie McKinney on board in February. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
Debbie,
my sister should have been on there, but we made a mistake. We did the reinstatement instead of a new application. So she'll be on this month. Okay.
Hey, what's your sister's name, Margie?
Georgina Santiago.
Oh,
she's a
customer.
Georgiana.
Oh, congratulations. I'm going to put a big heart by her name. That's so exciting. Yay.
Okay, and number 10.
Thank you.
Yay, Margie.
Number 10 is Carla Cook. And Carla is taking her husband to a special
exercise
place today.
To help him be better. And we have another person to congratulate, and that is Vivian Sindorf for being our top sponsor. She directly sponsored 2 people in February. She brought on board.
Yay, Vivian.
Yay, Vivian. Vivian sponsored Janet Larson and Becky Jonas. So, Vivian, yay. What would you like to share this morning?
Oh, well, I did. I watched last year's of that Women in Networking, Eric Worre. He offered that a few months ago for all last year. It was wonderful.
Wow.
And I think you can buy the live streaming. I don't know what it is right now, but it was $99 if you did it then. So it's 100 and something. Anyway, it's worthwhile if you can't get to Vegas.
That's a way to do it.
Anyway, we have just been plugging along and talking to everybody about the products and about the business, and we're really still really excited from our beginning here in January when we decided to do it again. So Dave Johnson said to make 2 presentations a week, and we have been kind of hitting on that. So we got 2 or 3 people right in the mill right now that are interested. We just need more information. So we're excited.
You guys are doing fantastic. You went to the event in Salt Lake City in January, and again, that's kind of the magic of big events. You got reignited, re-excited, seeing the possibilities, and you guys are just, I mean, you're just on fire, Vivian. You guys are just doing a great job, so...
Thank you. We are excited, and we just are keeping going. our list gets longer every day, so it's good.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. You know, Dave Johnson teaches us CORE, Ben Woodward and Dave Johnson, and they send out the CORE newsletter. And so the six things, you know, is read a little bit every day, like from a book that inspires you, teaches the core activities, the core skills. Listen a little bit every day, like to a MP3, a DVD. Number three is to attend. You know, there's so many, like these Zoominars that you can be on. Either go to a live event, do an in-home in your home, or be on, a presentation that's on a Zoominar. So do that once a week. Add names to your list every week. Have a mentor so that somebody that's working with you to help you answer your questions and help hold you accountable and help you move forward towards your goals. And also then to do these, to show, to sit down with somebody. Again, it can be online. It can be in a coffee shop. Find out what they need and want in their life. Help them take a look at NECAN to see if that can be the solution for them, either to feel better or to start earning an income, an additional income. And so, I know most of you guys on the call are doing that, and Vivian, I know you're for sure doing that, so congratulations. And inch by inch is a cinch, if we just do a little bit every day, keep moving towards our goals, it's going to happen. So I just want to congratulate all of you that we recognize today, everybody in the top 10.
We're not quite done yet.
Oh, we're not.
Okay, one more thing.
More. All right.
Okay, one more thing I wanted to talk about. The top retailers, I'll read the top 10. Tina Davidson again, Lois Wilburn, Ruth Lowe, Carla Cook, Pam Barnes, Regis Seabolt. Let's see. I was just going to want to keep it. Hang on just a second. Okay. And let's see. Nancy Clyde, Jill Hayes, Carol Patterson, and Dori Lorden. So.
Wow! So congratulations.
Yay.
And our retailers, our top sponsors, and our top group leaders.
And the list of people 500 points or more consistently is 25. Yeah.
Yay,
25 there. So. Yay, team. Okay. I hope all 25 of us are going to Japan together.
That'll be great. And congratulations, everybody, for being on this call. You know, I think a couple of you mentioned that, Ruth Lowe. It's so important for us to be on the call to support each other. And I always learn tips from you guys and get inspired. And like Ruth was saying, she always comes away from the call with, three, four, five things that she's going to do to implement. And so just congratulations for believing in yourself. And, inch by inch, it's a cinch. And we can do it. So lines are open. So yay, team.
Yay, team. Thank you.